This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This year's corn crop is expected to break records thanks in part to weather that was generally just about right. The great crop is a paradox for farmers. The Agriculture Department says the average price per bushel will probably drop by more than 30%. Marketplace's Dan Weissman traveled to Iowa, where he met with a young farmer facing a difficult bounty.
This is a story about how markets work. So before heading to Iowa, I stopped at the Chicago Board of Trade, where Scott Shellady trades for TJM Investments. He describes a farmer's ideal scenario.
So if you want high prices as a farmer, you want there to be a drought on everybody else's farm except yours.
In theory, a big crop should have an upside. Sure, prices are low.
You, technically speaking, are making more of it. So lower prices but more of it should help make up for that.
Okay, but does it?
Not really. Not all the time, no.
That's because once you've got too much, the price drops super hard. That's a new experience for Alex Edgington. He's 27, 4 years into his career as a farmer. We met on his farm near St. Ansgar, about 10 miles south of the Minnesota border.
It's about 65 degrees, severely muggy, cloudy, and we just got done getting some rain. And the cattle aren't too happy either.
The day we met, corn prices in Chicago had just gone below $3.45 a bushel.
I think I sold my first 5,000 bushels of corn at $4.86, and it did nothing but go up after that. So for me, this is definitely my first down year, and it's nerve-wracking. It's very scary.
Most of his acres are in corn, some soybeans, which are also in oversupply. Another farmer owns those cows and pays Alex to keep them. He's got 53 goats of his own.
Having the animals, that'll keep me afloat this year. I don't know how I would do in a five-year deal of this.
I asked him about Scott Shelby's colleagues at the Board of Trade. Couldn't Alex have sold his crop on the futures market there earlier this year? Prices were above $5 at one point.
Well, the opportunity is always there to sell, and you sometimes you do risk it waiting for a higher price. The other times, especially last year, you don't know if you're going to have a crop. And we planted one-third of our total acres last year.
If they'd tried pre-selling super early, hoping to grab higher prices, they would have been in trouble. Near St. Ansgar, Iowa, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.